This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is how to invest in real estate for under $1,000. Hey, but before we get started, just checking in with you guys. Hope you guys are doing okay. I hope your real estate investing efforts are doing well. Don't forget, man, when you're looking for answers, hopefully you can tap into this network here, the Old Dogs REI Network. Go to the website, look for that little, looks like a magnifying glass. You know, you click on it, you type in the topic, whatever it is, asset protection. It could be taxes. It could be whatever the topic is. And you can usually find a lot of information from the blog articles as well as the podcast there to help you out. If you can't reach it, get the information you need there, you can certainly write, and I'll be happy to write to you as I can. We get a lot of emails, but I definitely will do everything I can to get back to you. Well, let's move on to our topic here, how to invest in real estate for under $1,000. Now, I've had similar subjects and topics or some articles and other things along this same line. And the reason why I even present this is there may be some folks that maybe the financial part is sort of the biggest obstacle that they need to overcome in order to get involved with real estate. Well, this little episode here is going to hopefully give you some ideas that there are certainly ways that you can buy real estate or invest in real estate without having to spend a lot of money. So let's dig into it. You know, traditional wisdom suggests it's usually a good move to invest in real estate, period, right? It just got great returns, you've got a solid tangible asset, and there's a bunch of other reasons. But how do you invest if you don't have that much money? After all, not everyone has huge stacks of cash lying around waiting to be spent on an investment property. Fortunately, there are a few ways, actually more than a few, ways you can realize some upside from the hot real estate market, even if you only have a few hundred dollars to work with. So let's take a look at it. I set it at 1,000 here, just thinking, okay, allow us a little bit of breathing room just in case, you know, it is an inflationary economy right now. So that few hundred dollars probably may be more like 1,000. Well, let's jump into some of these things. The first one I have is invest in real estate using crowdfunding. And this is an area we've talked quite a bit about. With crowdfunding, you can directly invest in the ownership of a property or a company through platforms that have minimums as low as $10. That's right. Since the number of wealthy investors is limited compared to those with less money, the idea is that the large sums of money can be raised quickly from a larger pool of individual investors, kind of like a Kickstarter or a GoFundMe type campaign, but this actually buys a tangible asset that is real estate. And there are a bunch of platforms that you can look at, including Fundrise, Peer Street, Ground Floor, Real Crowd, Realty Mogul, just to name a few. And there'll be a link here, too, to Investopedia that has some of the top crowdfunding platforms out there. In an ideal scenario, you could make a lot of money by investing in a company that later goes public. But as NerdWallet points out, there are a lot of downsides to this method too, like annual fees that it can exceed 2.5%, taxes on dividends, and the difficulty in selling real estate assets quickly. Plus, you have to be good at spotting good investment opportunities on a case-by-case basis. But a lot of people do that. A lot of people will try crowdfunding and do quite well. So it's real estate. So you do tend to get good returns. Also, you could invest in a REIT, which stands for Real Estate Investment Trust. And REITs allow you to invest in companies that own commercial real estate, such as office buildings, apartments, and hotels, or what have you. And many REITs are publicly traded on major securities exchanges, allowing investors to buy and sell them like stocks. The great thing about REITs is that they're required to pay 90% of their profits to investors in the form of dividends, without you having to deal with the hassle of actually managing a property. The downside is that REITs are vulnerable to downturns in the market, and that impact, you know, can be made worse by those 90% payouts, limiting their ability to grow by investing in more properties. Plus, the dividends are taxed as income. There's something called REIT exchange traded funds or real estate mutual funds, and both REIT ETFs and real estate mutual funds allow you to invest in a basket of real estate securities that trade on an exchange. Although ETFs are easier to deal with, you're a more active investor. The costs are relatively low. $1,000 can get you started, though. This type of investment can be a good option if you prefer to passively track indexes for the larger real estate market, as opposed to more closely monitoring the performance of a specific property, which would be something you do more with crowdfunding. Okay, well, yeah, those are just some of the sort of the little more esoteric kind of, you know, types of real estate investing. You're investing in, you know, groups of properties or individual properties online, so you're not necessarily a specific owner. There's a company that manages those. But let's look at properties now. Can you get properties under 1,000? Let's take a look at that. Now there are actual properties you can purchase for 1,000 or under, and I know that sounds pretty bizarre, but I'll give you some of the ones that I have had direct exposure to. eBay sells homes, believe it or not, and all you have to do is go in there, type in homes for sale, then look at the left column, go down to the price listing where there are two boxes side by side. In the right box, the maximum price box, okay, put in 1,000, and then click on the arrow button or the send button. The results will reflect homes priced 1,000 or less. Now, the properties may be bid on, and that could take them higher than 1,000 or not. And sometimes they will be less. Now, I'm not saying these are the highest quality properties, but they are available, and they can be under $1,000. I would recommend checking out our podcast 072. I'll put a link in here, Buying Properties on eBay. There's also a website or a platform, portal, whatever you want to call it, bidforassets.com, bid the number 4, assets.com. And that's the leading real estate online auction website, having sold over 100,000 properties since 1999. So they've been around, and they definitely are very active today. Bid4Assets auctions all types of properties, including real estate properties, vacant land, fixer-uppers, and commercial property. And they even auction off things like jewelry and cars and so forth. But again, you know, I've looked primarily at the real estate part of it. It specializes in distressed auctions for the federal government, county tax collectors, lenders, and bankruptcy attorneys. Bid4Assets conducts federal forfeiture auctions for the U.S. Marshals Service as well, and has conducted online tax foreclosure auctions for over 75 counties nationwide. It has two particular channels that I think are very interesting, and one's entitled $1 No Reserve Homes, so that means you can start the bidding at $1, and there's also a $1 No Reserve Land, so if you're looking at raw land. And I know that, you know, that this works. I was going to buy a nice lot to build cabin up in the mountains here nearby in Southern California. And I, you know, I got wet feet. I kind of bailed out early, but the lot sold for $300, and it was like a full size lot you could build a cabin on in a nice area near Lake Arrowhead here. So that really can work too. There's auction.com. Now these are probably going to run a little bit more expensive. Whether or not they're under $1,000 or not, I haven't particularly seen that, but. You know, you can get in it and bid, and you can stop your bidding at $1,000. You just never know. So they have all kinds of stuff. They're, you know, bank owned foreclosure properties, just a whole bunch of different types of properties that are available. Then there's buying raw land. Now, raw land is, I mentioned a little bit about that on the Bid for Assets where you can do that. But there's a whole strategy to buying raw land. And you can buy raw land for under $1,000. And I have a couple of podcasts that you can check out here that I'm going to have links to. Actually, more than a couple. I think it's like four of them. Or maybe you can get the land. Let's say you get the land for a couple $100 and you're going, okay, well, now what am I going to do with it? I'll have a link in here where you can buy tiny houses for under $1,000. That's right. So you could buy a little, you know, plot of land up in the mountains, put a little tiny house on it and turn it into an Airbnb and a little vacation home for you and the beloved there. So, there's a lot of unique things you can do. There's also a thing called Property Radar that specializes in foreclosures. It does only cover certain states, Arizona, California, Nevada, Oregon, and Washington, but they do have also, you know, properties available for real cheap. What about, okay, so you kind of look in here, these different things. There's some raw land. There's some houses that maybe aren't so great, but what about getting a house that you really might even want to live in? Okay, there are some options here, and we're talking about under $1,000. So what I zeroed in on are those particular loan programs that you don't have to have any money to get into the property, or maybe a small amount. Now, the one we talked about a lot here is on FHA loans, where for as little as 3.5% down, you could buy a home. And of course, if we're going to keep it under $1,000, like we're talking for this podcast, yeah, the home would have to be around $30,000. But there are a ton of $30,000 homes all around the country. The only thing with FHA, though, there are restrictions and they're pretty strict. But the main thing is you do have to live in it. So that kind of in the next few I'm going to give is the same issue. But you only have to live in it a year, so for the most part. So, that could make it. That's how a lot of house hackers do it. They'll buy maybe a fourplex with an FHA loan, getting them into a small multi property for very little money, it's staying there, fixing it up for a year, and then going in the unit that they're staying in, you know, bringing in a new tenant, go to another one and buy it and stay there for a year, do the same, and then they build up their portfolio that way. So that's a real possibility. There's also the no down payment type loans that are available. One of them is very popular is the USDA loan, and you don't have to be in agriculture to actually buy, or you don't have to buy farmland. You can buy actual homes with this, and it is a popular program that allows buyers in even suburban neighborhoods too to buy a property with no down payment, which is really attractive and a great way to get started too. And it is all across the U.S. You can just go. There's a map, and it'll tell you where the USDA loans are effective. That you can go on their website, and I'll have a link to their website. There's some key benefits there. That not only no down payment, there's no maximum home purchase price. You may include eligible home repairs and improvements in your loan. The upfront guarantee fee can be added to the loan balance or closing. Mortgage insurance is collected monthly. So, yeah, you're going to have a little bit of mortgage insurance, but nothing down. So it allows you to get started with nothing. There's also, too, a very popular loan, which, and that's the VA loan. Now, the VA loans are only available to members of the U.S. military and surviving spouses, but they're backed by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, and they're similar to FHA loans in that the agency guarantees loans for borrowers who meet VA mortgage guidelines. VA loan qualifications are pretty straightforward, and you have to, there's most veterans who qualify, active duty and honorably discharged service personnel are eligible for the program. In addition, home buyers who have spent at least 6 years in the reserves or National Guard are eligible, as are spouses of service members killed in the line of duty. Some key benefits are, again, no down payment, flexible credit score minimums, so you don't have to have necessarily a real high credit score, below market mortgage rates, bankruptcy and other derogatory credit information does not immediately disqualify you, and no mortgage insurance is required, only a one-time funding fee which can be included in the loan amount. In addition, VA loans have no maximum loan amount. It's possible to get a VA loan above current conforming loan limits as long as you have strong enough credit and can afford the payments. And I'll have a link to all of these I mentioned. There will be a link there where you can actually check and see if you qualify. So anyway, that's it for today. I tried to give you a good overview. I have some links to some other shows we've done that'll give you even more options out there available. Not that necessarily, $1,000 is going to be your limit. Obviously, if you have more funds to deal with, it gives you a little bit more variety of what's available. But you can get into real estate for not that much. I mean, I hope you're just excited about investing in real estate. And even if you don't buy a house for $1,000 or less, maybe you realize that it is possible and other great things and deals are possible through real estate investing as well. I know that some people, get discouraged and sometimes they're just thinking, I can't do this. I can't come up with a down payment. There are creative ways that you can get real estate and get involved in real estate investing without having to have that big chunk of dough. Of course, there are other ways to get real estate without having to necessarily have cash limits, because you can partner with people, you can take on, investors, you can syndicate. There's a lot of other options, but this is stuff that any solo investor could do. Well, this little exercise was more of an encouragement, I think, than a be-all, end-all treatise on where to buy properties for $1,000. If you really want to buy a home for $1,000, I believe you can, and encourage you to try it. If you do, I want to know about it. I'd love to hear those, if there's anybody listening that actually takes me up on this and calls me up and says, I bought a home for $1,000, and I'll get you on the show. That's right. I will get you on the show. Okay. Well, anyway, that's it for now. Please note, old dog listeners, everything presented here, including the links, and there will be a lot of cool links in here, they can be accessed in our detailed show notes on the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. Of course, dogs is spelled DAWGS. And you're going to look for the episode entitled How to Invest in Real Estate for Under $1,000. Well, that's the show for today. Remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Until next time, keep moving forward and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.